Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, June 10th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Google makes an acquisition, Europe looking into Apple's tax deals, and more news from E3. Those stories and more as we continue.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Google said it had agreed to acquire satellite company Skybox Imaging for $500 million. Skybox gives Google technology to collect high-fidelity images of terrain it could use to incorporate into its Google Earth mapping product. Technology blog The Information first reported that the two companies were in talks back in April. The European Commission plans to launch a formal investigation into Apple's tax arrangements in Ireland, according to Irish state broadcaster RTE. The investigation will launch on Wednesday. According to Reuters, the tax arrangement that Apple has in Ireland helps it achieve an effective tax rate of just 3.7% of non-U.S. income. Apple says it complies with the law. Microsoft led the way, but Sony and Nintendo have now had their time at the Electronic Entertainment Expo, or E3. While Sony's game-first approach has helped them with console sales, the Japanese company broadened its message a bit Monday night, touching upon new hardware and entertainment features like PlayStation TV. The PlayStation will be the exclusive home of a brand new TV series, Powers, based on the popular comic book series. Sony mentioned Project Morpheus, a virtual reality headset built specifically for PS4 that attendees of E3 could try. But they also talked games, a new first-person shooter from Bungie Studios called Destiny, along with new franchises The Order, Bloodborne, and Entwined. They also discussed sequels to popular games like Little Big Planets and Uncharted. Meanwhile, Nintendo rolled out a host of games that will keep loyal fans happy, including a new Super Smash Bros., Star Fox, Zelda for the Wii U, and Mario Maker that lets users create their own Mario levels. However, the gaming company also unveiled Amiibos, a line of figurines that will use near-field communication chips in order to interact with video games, including Skylanders and Disney Infinity. The Amiibos will launch later this year. As we continue, a quiet day for tech stocks.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
A quiet day on Wall Street with the tech sector making a very small gain. The Nasdaq added 1 point, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 2. Shares of Google dropping nearly 0.5% after announcing plans to buy Skybox Imaging. Best Buy's board approved a 12% increase on their quarterly dividend, raising it 2 cents to 19 cents. Shares of Best Buy up 2.5% on the news. Apple shares gaining 55 cents, 0.5% to $94.25 a share. Analysts that follow Apple say the next catalyst for the company will be the release of products that could include an Apple-branded television or what is being called an iWatch. eBay shares dropping 2.6%. On Monday, the company announced that David Marcus, the president of PayPal, was leaving to take a job with Facebook. A Pacific Crest Securities analyst called the departure a negative. He also said the move could pressure eBay shares in the near term while raising questions about the long-term growth outlook for PayPal. Zynga shares got a boost today after a UBS analyst said he remains constructive on the firm's long-term prospects after meeting with their current chief financial officer, shares gaining more than 6%. Looking at some other big names in the tech sector, Netflix up 1.2%, Twitter gaining 2.6%, Amazon up 1.5%, and Cisco Systems up nearly 1%. That's it for this time. Remember to check the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.